Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I'm going to be joined by Melissa Kay any moment now, but I got with me right in to start off the show our good friend Brittany Merlot to kick us off with some weather. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm all right. I got to be honest, Brittany. I do a quick check of the news every morning, and I look at for breaking news and different things that we can lead our show with or important things our audience should know about. And then I come across things that just boggle my mind and wrinkle my brain, and I'm just a little distracted. We'll get to it in a moment. What does our forecast look like for today?
That happens. That sure happens. The news, I'll tell you. But the weather today is not going to, it might upset you a little bit more too, unfortunately. I have no good news. Oh.
I appreciate the honesty. Just rip the Band-Aid off.
Yes. We're just ripping it off this morning. Mm-hmm. Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Yeah.
No, we're starting off partly sunny. Clouds are going to be increasing this afternoon, and we have a wind advisory that's going into effect at 1 o'clock and lasting through tomorrow morning. We're going to see some winds gusting up to, well, we'll say it's sustained, a constant wind at about 30 miles per hour, gusting to nearly 50 miles per hour at times tonight. So today, I want all of you to secure all those objects outside. If you have patio furniture, bring it into the garage. Do what you got to do, because those winds are going to take some of those, especially garbage cans, and throw them down the street today.
Brittany,
what's going to be happening?
forget about the lawn chairs and everything. I weigh like 100 pounds. I got to put rocks in my shoes today. That's crazy out there.
You
it's going to be windy.
You do.
Pick me up. I'm going to turn into Mary Poppins. They're going to flip me around.
Honestly, you may get blown over if you're outside.
I got to be careful. I got to be careful, yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
you. No, you're good. But you're going to want some rocks in your shoes. You're going to want the umbrella, the mud boots, because we're looking at anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of rainfall. So some localized flooding is possible. You're going to see that ponding. You know, be careful driving. Some of that water on the side pulls your car. That's going to be the case as we go through the next 24 hours. If you're headed down south, though, I just want to give a quick heads up. There is a tornado threat further south in the state. That is not going to be in Wisconsin Rapids or our area. We could just hear some rumbles of thunder. Don't get too nervous. The worst we could see is some hail. But down south, they've got some things to worry about.
Good to know. Thank you for the heads up, Brittany, especially so many of our locals traveling and heading down that way. I know my sister will be, so she's in Madison. Oh. So I appreciate the heads up for that. Brittany, I got to ask real quick. You're bopping down the street, and an animal a wild animal that you're not used to seeing is coming down the street. Of all the animals I could say to you that would throw you, a hippo would probably be pretty big, right? Like, that would pretty much be like, okay, that's the strangest animal I could possibly see coming at me on a Wisconsin street.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say Wisconsin? Yeah, did that happen?
No, but it happened in South Africa, which makes a lot more sense it happening in South Africa. But it just got my brain thinking about, different, because we have so much of this going on and more as we go on here. Deers going into malls and stores and restaurants. Yeah. We've got videos all over of those things. I'm just trying to think of what's next, because animals have already kind of done, they're going to try to top themselves, though. They're animals. They're, they're creative. they just got to come up with a new animal. We've already had the deer doing it. Everybody's had to stop their car for a turkey. I'm just curious what the next animal will be. We've got hippos out there. Now the hippos are doing it.
I'm going to go for a moose for Wisconsin.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yes.
Maybe a moose will be wandering around. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good choice. Appreciate you, Brittany. Thank you so much. Have a great morning.
You too. Thanks.
We are joined by Brittany Merlot every morning right at this time slot, getting you up to date on Mother Nature. Appreciate her doing that. Melissa and I are going to have a great show with you today, everybody. We got some fun stuff lined up. We're going to get into, of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. That'll be in just a little bit. We also got some fun things to get. I got to ask Melissa a couple questions about her cat and cats in general. I have my own knowledge of cats, but I want to get her take on these. Also, we have something that's quite interesting that's going on for the first time for the majority of Americans. I want to touch on that. 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off with a new chamber member. We're going to have Shyler Calhoun join us. She is from Relax, Refresh, and Reconnect Barber and Spa. We're going to be talking with her. Looking forward to that. She's going to kick off our 9 o'clock hour. In that 9 o'clock, we'll also get into a little bit of entertainment news. I got some other fun things I want to touch on with Melissa as well. Got one coming up in the 9 o'clock, the most overrated tourist attractions. Most overrated tourist attractions. We'll see if we agree. We'll see what you think. Because as always with this show, it's not just myself and Melissa that do this show. It's you guys as well. You're a part of the show. Let's hear from you. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Good things coming up. But yes, so I was mentioning this story I came across this morning. Residents in a suburb of Cape Town, South Africa, had a brush with the wild when a hippopotamus escaped from a nature reserve and wandered through the streets. Grassy Park residents captured photos and videos when the hippo broke through a fence and kind of made some trouble, you know, which is, I mean, if you're a hippo and you just escaped a nature reserve, like, for one thing, what's the worst they're going to do to you? You're going to go right back to the reserve. So why not have a little fun? Get out there, you know, enjoy yourself a little bit. You're a hippo. How often do you get a chance to do that? I like Brittany's answer for a moose. What would be the strangest animal for you to see that would be, you know, a Wisconsin animal? You're not going to see a giraffe probably bopping down, although, you know. But what would it be for you? 715-424-2600. I don't think this is going to be a fun answer, but honestly, like a fox. Something smaller, I think, because we're used to a lot of these bigger animals. But I've never seen necessarily like a fox going into a building or something. That might throw me. That might be a little more interesting. I don't know. See where this goes. Nature is certainly not, they're not observing our laws, our rules. They're just going to do what they do. We got an interesting one here, too, that I wanted to touch on. Attendees at the National Beard and Mustache Championship in Florida broke three Guinness World Records for the longest chains of beards, mustaches, and partial beards. The annual event, which is held in a different location each year by Beard Team USA. I'm sorry, I didn't say that right. I apologize. Beard Team USA. There we go. That's how you got to say that. Saw participants take on the three record titles on the Main Street Pier in this year's host city, Daytona Beach. The facial hair fanatics' first attempt attempted the record for the longest beard chain, which was previously set at 150 feet during the previous year's National Beard and Mustache Championships. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
The strangest animal is an ostrich.
An ostrich? An ostrich, yeah. Would definitely throw me. Yeah, that would and, you know, we've got ostriches. Yeah, we've got ostrich farms around here. I know one in Rapids. I at least used to be the one in here. So that would...
Right.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. That's a great one. Thank you for that. Have a great day. That's a great... ostrich, I didn't think of that. that's fair. That's one that you could see, possibly. It could escape one of the ostrich farms around here. And man, that would be interesting. Our police department, our nature people, our DNR, our fire department, everybody's got enough on their plate. I don't know if they necessarily need an ostrich bopping around, but I could see that. I could see that. Let's take another call. Oh, this one got you guys going. Good morning. What's on your mind?
How about one of those fancy kangaroos from the local zoo? Huh?
Yeah. Oh, that's, and yes, we right over here at our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo, when they open their doors, you can check out the kangaroo exhibit. It's a lot of fun. Highly recommend. And yes, they could get loose. Yes. Not really. Let's be honest. They do a great job over there. Those kangaroos are... But it's a fair.
It's going to be much more of a danger to you at your location than any of the stores in town,
true.
Though, to be fair.
I'm fortunate. I get to see eagles pretty much every morning across the street from me. That would be a lot different. I'm looking for the eagles and I see a kangaroo. That would definitely be... With rams a little ways right down, if the kangaroo was smart and went that direction, I bet he'd have a lot more fun.
At the middle school?
Yeah. I think the kids would just love that. I don't know how the teachers and the principal would feel, but I bet the kids. What could be more chaotic for a principal or for a grade school teacher than having a kangaroo just out of nowhere show up in your school? I don't wish that on any principal or teacher ever. I don't.
No, thank you. here's a reminder to thank your local teachers and principals.
Yes, well done.
Right? Yes. Okay.
Well done. You too. Have a good morning. Thank you. Best listeners at radio. Well done. Yes, thank you to all the teachers and principals and everybody out there. We appreciate you. So looking at this records for the Beard Championships, the Beard Sporting participants stood by side and their facial hair was clipped together into an 86-person chain measuring 195 feet and 3 inches long. Organizers then attempted the record for the longest mustache chain, with 27 participants achieving a record-breaking length of 20 feet and 4 inches. Final record, the longest partial beard chain, involved only those participants with partial beard styles, which include like mutton chops, goatees, and those kind of things. That chain made up to 24 participants, featured 42 feet and 8 inches long. All three record attempts were successful. If you are growing yourself a beard like me, maybe you want to get in on this next year. Yeah, might be fun. Who knows? We will go ahead and take a quick time out. We're going to come back and have some fun with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James, even though she's not here, but she's technically here. She's always here in spirit. On the morning show here at WFHR, we are locally grown radio. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR. They got a lot of extra early stuff going on with an early announcement they made for another sunrise. They're starting a new spring menu today.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Melissa with us, everybody,
hey,
by the way.
Good morning.
I did. I wasn't a proper host. I didn't introduce you. Melissa's with us.
That's okay. I'm a little distracted over here myself, so we're all good.
It was the hippo thing, wasn't it?
It was the hip. You know that? And I was picturing a kangaroo crossing the street over here. It would be a little weird to see.
It would be.
But I liked the caller's suggestion of an ostrich.
I really did. I really enjoyed that one.
That totally threw me back to Swiss Family Robinson.
Oh, yes.
And the
yes.
ostrich and zebra races.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Good reference. Yeah. Nice. We are here to celebrate all of you and get more of your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. info@WFHR.com. James.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Go ahead and hit us up anytime by calling us up on the show as well.
Yeah, 715-424-2600 or one button dialing with the Civic Media app.
We look forward to talking with you, everybody. Be sure to join us. I have 4 possible qualifiers today. Woo. Melissa?
Well, let's go with 4.
Nice. Nicely done. All right. That gives us our qualifier and we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy, I have an announcement I wanted to touch on. Our day in history here with our WFHR radio station and WIRI.
Ooh.
On this date in our radio history in 2021, Marcus Jagger and Heart of Wisconsin Media took ownership of our station from C. Hafer Broadcasting Company.
Hey, congratulations.
That was only like 2 years ago. Oh my God. Anybody else just like, whoa.
Yeah. That doesn't quite seem right.
No, it doesn't. But 2021, that's when it happened.
But that's more than 2 years. Years
no,
ago.
No, but it feels, I'm sorry, it feels like it was 2 years ago.
It was just like
yesterday almost. I'm sorry. Yeah, it just feels like it just happened.
Mm,
and
yes.
here we've been with Civic for quite a while now and everything. So it's interesting. Let's get into our local birthdays. We first up want to wish a happy birthday to Ryan Husted.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
And then we want to wish a happy birthday to John Heckelman.
Happy birthday, John.
We're wishing a happy birthday as well to Ruth Zinda.
Ah, Ruth. That was my grandma's name.
Happy birthday, Ruth.
That's
a really good name.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, Jean Elmer.
Happy birthday, Jean.
We hope all
my
of you.
Other grandma's name.
Really? Wow. Well, nicely done, listeners.
Yes.
Nicely done. That's really cool. Wow. What are the odds of that happening? We'll have to remember next year when this happens again. everybody, wishing you all a happy birthday and anniversary. Enjoy your day, everybody. Wishing you a great one. We encourage you to celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. They got a couple of great specials going on. And as I mentioned, they have their new spring menu going strong. So go ahead and check that out. We encourage you to do so.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Their menu was great already. Mm-hmm. What's the new stuff going to be?
Yeah, they've got some nice stuff that it's looking like. Special today, Country Benedict or barbecued pulled pork quesadilla. Get on down there. Check some of that out. Great stuff over there. Great stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm hungry.
Yeah, it did make me hungry too.
Way to go, James.
I didn't mean to do that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, it's a little bit. taking a look at our celebrity list of actors and writers and painters and all these things. Anna Taylor-Joy is 28.
Oh, she's amazing.
She really is, and she is having herself a moment right now.
Yeah, she was in The Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, she was Beth in that, yeah. And very, very Oof. Good. Princess Peach in the Super Mario Brothers movies. she is in the X-Men New Mutants movie, and she did a really good job in that. It was in Split. Which was a kind of a sequel of the Glass movie, where okay. she was, her and James McAvoy shared the screen quite a bit. And I think James McAvoy is one of the top 5, top 10 actors in the world. And she held her own. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I'd ever seen her. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to pay attention to this girl. Like, she seems like somebody to watch. Mm-hmm. She's got a new one coming out the next month's Furiosa. It's a prequel to the Mad Max one. Mad Max.
It's in the Mad Max saga. She plays kind of a darker character in this, right?
Like, yes.
As in dirty dark.
Yes. Yeah. It's a dystopian
grungy,
future kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is what I mean by dirty.
And it may not seem like a big deal to some, but for an actress to do that, like a lot of times agents will try to talk them out of that. Because
it changes her look completely. I mean, her entire... she looks like a doll.
She has such a unique face and
yes,
eyes. And her
eyes
nose,
are so big and such a sculpture, you know, her sculptured cheekbones and everything. Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah. She's drop dead gorgeous.
She is. She looks like she was drawn.
And in this in this show, it looks like she rolled around in a mud pit.
Yeah, yeah. It looks really good. I'm going to be honest. Grungy. I cannot wait to see it. It looks really good.
That, and I also really want to see The Menu.
Yes.
That came out in 2022.
It's one of those ones that just keeps slipping through the thing. I've wanted to see it. I've heard great things about it. She's supposed to be really good in it, and I haven't gotten to see it. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's one of those ones. Let's see. Claire Foy is 40. She was Queen Elizabeth on The Crown. She was also in The Girl in the Spider's Web. Good actor.
Okay.
Gerardo is 59. Rico. Suave. Rico. Oh, wait a minute. I got it. Rico. That's how you go to it.
Ecuadorian rapper and singer.
Oh my God, they call him a rapper. Wow.
They do.
That's tense. That's the little tense right there. Like, I don't care if they call him a pop star, but calling him a rapper, okay. that actually offends
American
me a little bit.
American rapper, singer, and actor, who later became a recording industry executive and more recently, a pastor.
Wow. Well, good for him. Wow. Rico. Suave. Going to be giving away, baptizing some people. That's going to be interesting. That's got to be an interest. You got baptized
you know,
by Rico
it's
Suave.
An interesting flex. Do your thing, dude.
Good on him. Did not see that coming. That was a surprise. Martin Lawrence is 59. One of the funnier people on the planet. I love Martin Lawrence.
He's
hilarious.
Good.
Grew up loving that show, Martin. Matan. It's a good show.
Another... So many good movies, too. The Bad Boy movies.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Streak. I really liked him in Blue Streak.
I liked the Blue Streak, too. I did. I like good cast, yeah.
Oh, and Mind Cage. Did you see that one in 2022?
Yeah, that was an interesting one. Yeah, that was an interesting one.
I'd watch it just because he's in it.
Yeah. He's one of those guys. Same way. I'm the same way with him. If he's in it, I'll probably see it. John Cryer is 59. Ducky from Pretty in Pink is 59. A lot of people might know him as Lex Luthor in the Supergirl series. He was also in 2.5 Men, of course, Alan on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Nice career for John Cryer.
Oh, he was
nice
in Hot Shots in 91.
Oh, my God. That's right. Yeah. He was good in that, too. He had glasses or something like that. Yeah. He's made a good career out of things. Let's see. David Perner is 60. Soul Asylum lead singer. I believe another singer, Jimmy Osmond, 61 for him. The great Ellen Barkin is 70 today. The Big Easy, Sea of Love, Ocean's 13. Oh, what an actress. What an actress. Man, Ellen Barkin. She is something.
Oh, yeah. I had to look her up. I could not picture her.
She's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe if I had to say my favorite basketball player of all time, I would probably say it was Lou Alcindor. That is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Many Milwaukee Buck fans would remember him as Lou Alcindor when he won a championship in Milwaukee a couple hours from us here. And then, of course, went on to L.A. To go on. And, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, just a couple of little things about him, Melissa. Two-time NBA MVP, six-time NBA MVP, or finals MVP two times, six-time MVP, six-time NBA champion. champion, 15-time All-NBA, 19-time All-Star, 38,000 career points, second all-time on the all-time points list, third on the all-time rebounds list, 49th on the assists list, third on the blocks list, and invented the hook shot. They told him, hey, Kareem, you can't slam anymore. You can't get in the paint. You can't slam the ball. So what he did was he designed a hook shot that he would do that nobody could defend. And everything I just said pales in comparison to the kind of human being he has been as a player and in retirement. I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is almost, you could make the argument, the conscience of sports.
Wow.
I firmly believe that. I'm not saying that everybody agrees with him, and you don't often agree with your own conscience.
Well, you don't listen to your own conscience sometimes.
Yeah, a little column A, a little column B. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. I think he deserves his flowers. And certainly here in Wisconsin, I would think that there's some pride in Kareem and his love of the Bucks. He's come back to that team a number of times and has a good memory with them and has made good with a lot of that.
Wow. It's a very impressive list. I apologize that it was meaningless to me, you know, it's very impressive and good on him.
I appreciate you letting me ramble. Thank you. You're a good teammate. You're a good teammate.
I don't really have a choice.
Not really. Bobby Vinton is 89 today, Blue Velvet star. And then some people no longer with us, like Pope Benedict the 16th, born in 1927, just passed away a couple years ago in 2022. One of the brighter stars that was diminished in recent memory, Selena, was born on this day in 1971, passed away in 1995. I Could Fall in Love, Dreaming of You. Her star was only going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
It's a shame. The great Dusty Springfield, born on this day in 1939, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. I Only Want to Be With You, Wishing and Hoping, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, Son of a Preacher Man.
So many hits.
Woo. Son of a Preacher Man, anytime that comes on, I'm moving to it. I'm bopping to it. I love that one.
Son of a Preacher Man. It's been redone a whole lot of times, too, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. George the Animal Steel, born on this day in 1937, passed away in 2017. Old school wrestler. He used to bite the turnbuckle off of the ring, and he had a big green tongue. I only got to see him like towards the end of his career as a wrestler, but man, I like guys like him. Guys like him are what made wrestling.
Okay, that doesn't make me want to watch it.
No. Gene Rafferty. Born on this day, born in 1947, passed away in 2011. He co-wrote Stuck in the Middle with You, but biggest hit, Baker Street. And I maintain that Baker Street is the quintessential 80s song. It really is. It's got the sax solo. It's got the dramatic buildup and the... it's got everything you could ask for in an 80s song. And it's kind of a one-hit wonder. Gene Rafferty, not really a whole lot of hits after that. But didn't need many. Because that one hit, I don't care what anybody says, that song stands up. That song stands up. And if you're curious, the Foo Fighters did a really cool reimagining of it, if you will.
I like the Foo Fighters.
I don't think they didn't do it with the sax solo. I think they did it with a guitar solo more so. So it's more of that. But they did a really nice version. Let's see here. Henry Mancini, born on this day in 1924, genius composer of the Pink Panther theme, won four Oscars, 20 Grammys. Nowadays, we've got a lot of great composers, but back in the day, Henry Mancini pretty much stood out. He was, I would say that he was probably the best of his era.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, when it comes to influences, Melissa, there ain't many that I go back farther with than the great Charlie Chaplin, born in 1889, passed away in 1977, the year I was born.
Wow.
Classics, Modern Times, City Lights, The Gold Rush, The Kid. The Gold Rush is top five favorite movies of all time for me. I just watched it a couple of weekends ago. Charlie Chaplin, nowadays, it's not a big deal to see somebody as an executive producer, or even they wrote the movie and directed it and starred in it. We see that quite a bit. As a little kid, my papa wanted me, when he found out I wanted to be an actor, one of the first person I think he had me watch was Charlie Chaplin.
Really?
And he's like, Jimmy, look at the credits. And I'm watching the credits, okay. And then the next time I'm watching The Gold Rush, I realize Charlie Chaplin didn't just write, direct, and star in it. He was also the editor, did the makeup, the sound effects, like everything. You watch just one scene of The Gold Rush, and there's a scene where he's in a house. And it's shaking because of this wind, the storm that's going on outside.
So what's going to happen today?
Yeah, pretty much. Yes, nicely done. And you see the house moving and shaking and everything. And if you pay close attention and you look, you'll see a string on his right foot. He's pulling the house. He's the one moving the house with his foot. He's the only one. He had to run over there and hit record on the recorder and get back into place, put this on his foot, get all set up, and just to do this.
Wow.
Like, it's
about one-man show.
Just can't even. And all of this, and that pales in comparison to his Great Dictator movie. You want to see a especially a movie that is timely nowadays, go ahead and watch The Great Dictator. Chaplin nails that one and nails. Nobody ever had to make fun of Hitler because Chaplin did it. Chaplin did it so good and ripped that man and brought him to the light so well that almost nobody had to afterwards. The Great Dictator is a great one. Charlie Chaplin.
One of the most important figures in motion picture history.
And I think in the sense of where we are nowadays, where we're getting to learn more and more about our heroes, about our people we look up to, people we like. Charlie Chaplin was by no means a perfect human being.
Yeah.
And that has to be said, too, when you're talking about him. But you can do both. You can talk about all that and ramble about him like I just did as well. And I think that's a great lesson in today's day and age, too, because we keep finding out more and more about people, and some of it you like, some of it you don't.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to wish one more happy birthday to all of our qualifiers, or all of our guests today. We have Ryan and John and Gene wishing all their, and Ruth, all a happy birthday, and Gene Elmer, our qualifier today.
Happy birthday, everybody, and congratulations, Gene.
Mm-hmm. We will get to our news. We'll come back and have some more fun. We encourage you to head on over to El Cafe. Hey, get on over there.
Mm-hmm. 221. Have some great food and awesome people.
Yeah. 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Go wish him a good morning from all of us here at WFHR.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man want to speak Spanish. Como se llama?
We hope you're having a good start to your day out there.
That one makes me want to dance.
It does make me want to move. It does make me want to move. Agreed. We got a morning topic to get to in a little bit, but Melissa, I got to talk. We got to talk cats. We got to talk cats a little bit, right?
And
I feel a little bad. I did want Kevin to be a part of this conversation, and we do appreciate Kevin being a part of the show whenever he joins us, whenever he's time.
Absolutely refused to come with me today. I tried. You know, he's boycotting the harness.
I get it.
He's afraid of treats now because treats usually mean something bad's going to happen to him. Like he's going to end up in a harness or he's going to get his ears cleaned.
That's rough. Yeah,
it is rough. Yeah, so I've been trying to give him treats not related to
yes
trauma happening to him.
It's smart. You don't want to associate it with that.
But no, he straight up said nope. No car ride today.
It's smart. Smart. I would stay home too. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. It the life seems pretty good of a domesticated animal.
Right?
It doesn't seem so bad to me.
No, in fact, if I could, I think I'd be a cat.
I feel like a cat or a dog. I'll take either one. You know, as long as I get to be inside. That
although
sounds
at
nice.
Some point we need to talk about his moth hunting abilities.
Oh really? Yeah. Oh, yes. I want to get into that one. First, this though. If you're a cat person, you probably think you know them pretty well, and also not at all because they're an enigma. They are the definition of an enigma.
Oh, yeah.
If you look up enigma in the dictionary, it's just a cat.
Cat.
It's just a cat giving you a look. It's just like, you know the look I'm talking about. Only 17% of cat owners got it right in a recent poll of this question. How many toes does the average cat have?
How many toes?
That's an interesting question. Only 17% got it right. Do you want to know the answer? Do you want to take a guess? Do you want me to just tell you?
I would guess 4.
Yeah, 4 in each paw. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 18. The answer is 18. 10 in front and 8 in back.
But
I did not know that. I'll be completely honest.
So
I didn't know that.
5 in on each one in front and 4 on each one in back.
Right.
Okay.
The only reason I knew about the front is because I had a cat with 5 toes. I had a Hemingway cat. I called him Hemingway.
Mm-hmm.
Ernest Hemingway famously had a six-toed cat. And one of his homes, I believe, he left in his will to keeping 4 six-toed cats as like a home for them so that they would breed more, make more of them and all that and have a sanctuary, basically.
Okay.
I've always remembered that. That's the only reason I know that stat. It's not because because I have met a lot of cats or talked to a ton of them about their manicures or anything like that. Did I get that right? Manicures?
Yep.
Okay.
Pedicure, I guess.
Technically. Yes. Oh. Let's take a moment on that one, everybody. That pedicure.
Oh. Nice. That's bad.
No, you didn't get it, did you? I caught it right away.
Of course you did.
Oh, that was mutastic. Yeah. That's mutastic. So 92% of cat owners think that they know a lot about cats. But here are a few more extra cat facts. It's not uncommon for cats to have a few extra digits. The record is 28. Happens a number of times.
That's a lot of toes. Mm.
46% of cat owners don't know cats are lactose intolerant. So a cow's milk isn't actually good for them. Only 53% know cats tend to drink more water if it's running water, so fountains are better than a dish.
Uh-huh.
And only 44% know cats sometimes purr when they're happy or stressed out. Now, I've read that the stressed out part, that's more of a like you see it in their fur. Mm. Like it's up. Kind of like the hair on our arm stands up. It's a little like more like that.
Or their ears.
Yes, yes.
Get a little, like they're just agitated and you can usually see it.
Most domesticated cats, the purring is strictly for I'm in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly every animal is different.
Right.
But that is just from the shelter I worked at and a number of my ex-wife, we had 20 cats in the time that in the 2 years we were married.
Mm-hmm.
And they learned to pick a couple of things up on that. So that the purr part, the other thing that's really fascinating about a cat's purr, no idea how they do it. No idea where it comes from. Google it right now. They're not going to have an answer for you. It's fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we discover and learn and everything we know about ourselves, about the world, about animals, and that's something we still haven't
still
figured out.
We still don't know.
That's crazy to me. I love that. I love that.
I saw something describing the cat is vibrating. You mean it's purring? Is that what that means? Yes. It's purring. Oh, I did not know they vibrated and purred.
I love that going to your local search bar or your local veterinarian. My cat is vibrating like my phone.
What does that mean?
Do I have to turn the sound off or do I tune the vibration off? I have not found the button and I don't want to look. I'm going to be honest, don't want to look.
Yeah.
I mentioned my ex had a bunch of cats. Well, I had one cat for pretty much my existence, Hemingway. He was a six-toed cat. I mentioned him before. I did not know Hemingway was a boy for a long time.
Oh.
Because I didn't ask. It just wasn't my business. It wasn't about the check. I didn't grow up with animals, okay, so I don't have a lot of familiarity with them,
gotcha,
and I was not comfortable.
But if you got him from a shelter...
I knew he was a boy.
He was fixed.
I knew he was, yeah.
So it's less easy to tell then.
Very true. Last stat, 7 in 10 cat owners feel like they can usually tell what their cat is thinking.
Okay.
That's an interesting one. And kind of wrapping up the cat segment.
There's no way to check that.
No,
say they do.
That's true. That's true. Now, that being said, you would think the number would have been higher.
Right.
It just shows you on a blind survey kind of thing, only 70% of us are that kind of confident.
We're that confident. I have no idea.
I have to, this one is a bit of a visual one in an audio medium. That can be difficult, so I encourage you to throw this one in your search bar. But I don't know if you'll need to. As I mentioned before, cats have that one look.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm talking about. It's very similar to when you put your mother in an awkward position or a relative or a teacher or somebody like that, and they give you this look. We know exactly what it means. Maybe I'm just dealing with a lot of I've dealt with that look a lot, but I think you know what I mean. A cat rescued from between two walls by firefighters in England is going viral on social media thanks to its amusing facial expression. Lancashire Fire and Rescue Service, who we send a big shout out to and a big thank you to for their service and their work, they were on social media and their crews from Preston responded when this curious cat was found trapped between two walls. Our firefighters carefully chiseled them out as safe and sound, firefighters wrote. The post quickly went viral online due to the cat's seemingly angry expression while being held by the rescuer. The furrowed feline earned comparisons to former social media star Grumpy Cat. So there was that has brought that back.
Uh-huh.
And Melissa, I don't know how well you could see this picture or not, but...
Yes, he is discontent.
The fireman looks happy.
Oh, yeah.
But the cat in question here does not look.
Yeah, he's a calico. His face is just very like. Why are you doing this to me?
I don't know if the cat feels like it needed to be rescued. I feel like the cat was fine.
It seemed like he maybe would have been better left where he was. Obviously not, but...
I was enjoying the wall. It had and everything I need. I was fine.
Me and the wall were getting along just fine until you guys came along.
The cat is happy and safe and sound. Important to note.
Yes, but that facial expression where they're just kind of like, their eyes aren't completely squinted shut, but yeah, they're just like a little half-lidded, maybe is a way to describe it, and they're just kind of glaring at you.
It's kind of that you tell somebody something and then 2 seconds later they ask you it again. It's almost like this. really like it's angry and irritated, but not like full blown, like at a 10. It's not that bad, but it's you're definitely grumpy.
Or the expression Kevin gave me the other day when he was sitting on my lap and I made like a bird whistle sound. Like it sounded nothing like a bird, but, you know, it was me whistling. And mm-hmm. he looked at me and then he kind of half closed his eyes and continued to look at me like, who do you think you're fooling? Duh, that's not a bird.
I know exactly the look you're talking about. Know exactly what you're talking about. We will take a time out. We'll come back after checking in with our partners and we're going to get into the most stressful time of day. The most stressful time of day. We're going to touch on that. And plenty more coming up for you on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good Tuesday out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's get into this one, Melissa. Although the happy music doesn't necessarily really set the tone for this next segment. It doesn't matter if you're a morning person or a night person. Mornings are more stressful than evenings, according to this new survey.
That makes sense.
The survey says that the most stressful time of day is 8:15 in the morning. and you get to spend that with me. So no wonder it is a little bit. That makes sense. 8:15 a.m. usually involves some combination of getting ready in the morning, helping others get ready, preparing and eating breakfast, commuting, helping others get to work or school, and generally operating before the caffeine kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're like today, I forgot my coffee.
Oh, again?
Yeah, I know. Like Tuesdays are really bad for me with coffee. We got to get a coffee sponsor just for my own sanity. On top of the usual running around, mornings are also more likely to be to bring unexpected challenges. The average person estimates that they lose 20 minutes and 28 seconds on average to morning chaos that's mostly out of their control. I would think that unsuspecting traffic accidents or
road construction.
Yeah, especially this time of year. It's orange cone season, mm-hmm. everybody.
Orange barrels.
Nice. Keep a lookout for all those workers out there,
yes,
everyone.
Yes, please. Drive slow. Pay attention.
So with all this being said, here are 5 things that can help you make mornings go smoother, especially if you have children. Prepare the night before. Lay out clothes, pack school bags, prepare lunches, set up breakfast plans for the night before. You may even consider showering in the evening. That is one of the biggest reasons why I am any good at this job. I learned right away that was the way I had to do this job. I'm way too much of a night owl. I'm up too late. All these things. If I'm going to be up and I'm going to be ready.
Yeah, you got to have everything set in place beforehand so you can fly out the door.
We used to do the show 6 to 9, and then was different shifts, different times, but it's always been pretty much a 3-hour block,
mm-hmm.
and it still is for me doing the sunrise show and doing these 2 hours. I plan out 16 to 24 segments. I do my homework and get all these things ready and set to go. And with that, I understand as well, none of it may matter. None of it may matter. Because you come on the air and a couple of things go wrong and they set the timing off. And all of a sudden you have to do shorter segments. I can't do this story because it's going to be too long for that segment. You have to improv. You have to think in the last second. All that being said, the more I have prepared, the less I am more ready. My brain is freer for this chaos.
Right.
It's to me, I call it entropy agility. Agility. Entropy agility. Life is chaos. There is entropy all over around us. The agility we have balancing and bouncing around those things is integral to being happy and, right. and having a good life.
Be prepared for any circumstance, basically.
Einstein got this. Now, you don't have to take it as far as Einstein did. He wore the same outfit every day. But he believed that it was a waste of time to spend worrying about what to wear. You know?
So does the Harry Potter kid.
Oh, yeah. Danny Radcliffe. Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah,
I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah. Establish and stick to a routine. The more you're able to turn your mornings into a repeatable mental checklist, the easier it'll be to keep things moving and avoid forgetting things. When's the last time you had to think about how you brush your teeth? You just brush them. You don't really think about it.
Right. And you think about a bazillion other things while you're doing that.
Yeah.
You're multitasking.
The more you do these things, the more you get in a routine, the more your brain is got a blueprint to work off of. Mm-hmm. And you can, in your subconscious, think about other things while you're doing these main routines.
Well, and human beings, we like routines.
Think about, I don't know, talk about things that we have normalized. The fact that we can carry two thoughts in our head at once. Like, it's not that impressive, I understand. But if you think about that we're still figuring out the brain, that we don't know, we're still trying to map the brain in many ways. It's kind of fascinating to think about how we can do these things. Our body can be doing something while our brain is doing something else. That's pretty cool.
And we're still learning that sometimes we need to say, oh, thank you for that thought, brain.
Yeah.
And file that away.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you're not always right,
yeah.
brain.
Yeah. True. True. Very true, brain. Very true. Put you in check, brain. I'll put you in timeout, brain.
Well, sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah, you do. Get up before the kids. If possible, wake up at least 30 minutes before the kids so that you have time to get yourself ready in peace. That's a fantasy. If you're a parent, I don't care if you've got one kid and there's two of you and you've got everything under control, you think you're taking every second of sleep you got. let alone your average parent out there who doesn't have the luxury of maybe always doing this. If you can, more power to you.
Oh, yeah, if you can.
But I also, I the only problem with some of this stuff to me, Melissa, is it all seems great, except it also gives the opportunity to beat ourselves up. Another opportunity to do that. Oh, yeah. I didn't do this. Oh, I didn't wake up 30 minutes
and
early.
And feel
guilty
for the things that we're not doing. Yeah. But you got to give yourself grace.
These are
great things to strive for. That doesn't mean that you have to try to do them all.
That's a good way to put it.
Any one of these, might help make your morning easier. And if it does, that's awesome.
Delegate responsibilities. Assign age-appropriate tasks to your children. This teaches a responsibility and also lightens your load.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to do it exactly right? Are they going to do it the way you want them to?
But that's part of parenting, right? I mean, you got to. They have to learn at some point.
My mom taught me laundry. It was a huge help for her. I don't know how well I did it, but I was able to do it. And I managed only once to put a pink shirt in with a bunch of whites.
The whites?
Only did it once.
Only once? Wow, that's impressive, James. But that's how...
I was 25.
But you got better with time.
I did.
Your white shirt today isn't pink,
you're
going to take that as a win.
I learned, yeah. Limit technology in the morning. It's better to keep mornings free from the distractions of TV and tablets. Everyone should focus on getting ready instead of getting sidetracked.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. What about your suggestions, everybody? 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. What do you think? What do you do to have a sane sane of a morning as you can have?
You know what would be easier? One button dialing with the Civic Media app.
That seems like a real... that alone. We could have just ended the list with that.
We saved you time.
Yeah.
You take us everywhere with you.
Yes. I like that. I like the list, and I like even more. I would have liked the list even more and the article more had they included the context that you put in there. If you can do one of these five things, it should probably save you some time or help out. And to give yourself some grace with these things, everything takes time. We can rewire our brains, but it takes patience and it takes time and it takes work.
And it also takes knowing yourself.
Yeah.
Like if you are not a morning person... Like having your outfit ready the night before, choosing what you're going to wear. If you're, someone who has to put together an outfit.
Yeah.
for your work day. Mm-hmm. That's when I worked at the high school in Tolma, that's what I did, because I knew in the morning I was not going to be mentally acute enough to try to put together an outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did it the night before, and then it simplifies things in the morning. You don't have to try stuff on. This doesn't go with this. What accessories am I going to wear? Mm-hmm. Maybe this is just a girl problem, but it helps simplify the morning for me when I was doing that. Now I just put on a pair of leggings.
Right on. If it works, it works. Right. Whatever you got to do to kind of cut out time. Radio has influenced my brain so much.
Understandably so, having done this for as long as you have.
If we're running long on time or something like that, and I got to cut something, I have to think, well, do I cut a 30? Do I cut a 5? Do I cut this segment? That's, you know, so everything's time. So in my day-to-day life, this only takes me 15 seconds. I can do this, but this is a 30-second. This is a 30 minutes long. It's so messed up in my brain. It is not a safe place. It is not an interesting place. We got good, interesting things coming up for you, though. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our new friend, Shyler Calhoun.
All right.
Shyler is with Relax, Refresh, and Reconnect Barber and Spa. They're a new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber member.
Excellent.
As we like to mention, anytime you become a Chamber member, you join us on the air here for a good 10-15 minute segment. Yeah. We get to introduce you to our community and our great audience.
Mm-hmm. Learn about your business and what you're offering to the community.
We're going to find out more from her about this great business coming up. Looking forward to that. We are also going to get into a couple of other fun things. Melissa, we got a little bit of entertainment news we want to touch on. And we have to get into the most overrated tourist attractions according to this list. We'll see if we agree, though. Okay. I don't know. I'm curious to get into this. I have not looked ahead. I don't know.
Maybe our listeners will have some to add.
We'll have to ask them. 715-424-2600. Get ready to call up and join the conversation, everybody. We're looking forward to talking with each and every one of you. Going to be fun. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll touch on some local things. We've got a blood drive we want to tell you about, some other great stuff. And, of course, some Danny Wright stories.
We got to
get that in there. It's all coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR.